Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. Final hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We will get back into the big story of the day, which is today's practice at training camp. Drake London was on with us earlier in the show. We'll let you hear some of that as well. This says NBA at 120, and I'm down. Like, there's really nothing else. You know what I mean? Like, normally, it's not really the NBA time of year, but I'm into it.
A lot
of times we just kind of look at Abe's rundowns and we're like, I don't know, I'm not doing that. But what else are we going to do?
Well, man,
I don't want to talk about the Braves.
Definitely not that.
We did a lot of college stuff. Nothing's new since yesterday.
So what we got? Just the arrest of Gilbert.
Uh-huh. And the Morris guy.
And the Morris guy. All right.
Yeah, and Lucas Skinny now.
Yeah, we can talk about that. That's fine with me.
Okay, that sounds
good.
That's what we're going to do in about 20 minutes.
Sounds good.
And then there you go, Abe. Well done. And then we'll get to an AMA at 140. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open. You can call in and ask us.
I'm just – never mind. Because you know what? I'm not even going to get mad. I just laugh every time. When I just – the clip I just showed you, the training camp video on somebody's cell phone. It's lovely, Andy. Because I do – I love the –
Is there a way that you can reframe your thinking on it so it doesn't make you so frustrated?
No.
No.
I'm doing my best. I am. You notice this. The more mellow were, Randy.
What?
You haven't noticed the more mellow, Randy?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's so obvious, man.
Yeah.
The mellow, the
sure,
mellowness
yeah,
of
really
me.
Mellowed out.
Yeah, man. you haven't noticed it?
Yeah, I really noticed it.
Oh, about it, really like, how can you not, dog? It's been one of those things of my transformation.
Yeah, your evolvation.
Yes, my evolvation.
Your evolution.
But what I'm saying is, like, but with that being here, I'm, like, more Karen-y too, though.
Okay, yeah, so you've mellowed but Karen'd?
Karen'd, yeah. I'm Karen'd. I'm big on parking spaces. Spaces.
They had you your own VIP parking space today, so you couldn't Karen about that.
Yeah, I could say nothing about that.
That's
though,
a good way to be.
It's a little Walmart this though, but yeah, the mellow Randy.
People are gonna take videos of training camp plays
forever,
and they're gonna make more out of them than what they actually are.
Yeah, and that's all. I don't know why I let those people frustrate.
Here's and I've told you this before, and again, I don't want you to change. I like these conversations that we have. I don't need to – I want you to stay the same forever. Yeah. Do whatever you want.
Right.
Like, obviously, personal growth and all that kind of stuff. I'm as your brother, supportive of any journey that you go on.
Yes.
But I liked you then, and I like you now.
Right.
I don't, whatever. Do whatever you want to do. Mellow.
Yeah.
It's not really the word I'm looking for. But here's the thing. You know a lot more about football than most people.
I understand that, Buck. But
that's what you're here to help us with.
I'm like that. I'm like that guy who is, you know, who if you ever in your life tell me ball, I'm gonna fight you. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean? Tell you ball like
yeah, bro. They don't know ball.
Yes.
I will fight you if you say that, and I'm looking at you.
Yeah, right.
Because I know that there are so many people that are qualified to talk football that ain't never played a down of football.
Right.
I do honestly believe.
Right. That's never been your stance.
That's never been my stance.
You're never, never lined up across.
I've never said that.
No.
But damn it, Andy.
Which I appreciate because
I would never say that. I would never say that. But still, I was just like, damn, homie.
Yeah.
Huh? Really?
But here's,
you don't know ball.
I'm
a film guy.
Right. And here's right. And that's where that gets.
If you don't get.
That's where I come along with you 100% is there's.
Film guy.
There's a thing called a lane.
Stay
and we all have
it.
Them.
Stay in it.
Some are wider than others. Some are narrower. You know, some people got a narrow little lane. You got to stay in your lane.
Stay in it, man.
And there are just certain times. There was the guy last year. I don't remember who it was.
Yes, I do.
But you remember what I'm talking about, right?
I do.
The ESPN, I don't know, one of the ESPN football people who did a big, long thing about – it was Josh Allen, right, in the playoff game.
Yes.
Where the game ended on a play where, look, he was under pressure and he got rid of the ball and he did the best he could do in the play.
Yes.
And there was – you know, the thing that I think is the biggest disservice for folks that try to analyze plays afterwards is still shots.
Yes.
Or not even giving the full angle or whatever.
Yes.
There was a still shot of Josh Allen having a receiver over there. And it's like, well, yeah, but if you turn on the play, there was a guy breathing down his neck from two different spots.
Yes.
That there was no way that he could have made the play that you're saying that he could make. And this is from somebody who makes a lot of money analyzing football.
Yes.
That kind of stuff is frustrating.
But I'll tell you what other thing. You just brought up another frustrating thing. The fact that Josh Allen, right from the zone, he was great last year. they gave him that damn MVP. Lamar had one of the top four of all time.
Yes.
Quarterback seasons.
Yes.
Of all time.
Yeah.
I know he just recently won the MVP, but damn. Mm-hmm. I went back and looked. That's like, Andy, Lamar Jackson was unbelievable last year.
He was.
Un-freaking believable.
Lamar Jackson was unbelievable and 2 years ago,
yes.
And last year he was better.
Yes, he was better last year.
What's happening to him is what's happening to Jokic right
yes.
now,
like,
right?
Damn.
It's what happened to Jordan back in the 90s when they would give him a lone one or Barkley or whatever. And I'm not saying those guys are great players, and I'm glad that they got recognized, just like Josh Allen. But it's fatigue. It's greatness fatigue.
Damn.
It's what happens with these guys, right? Like, yes. How great if Lamar, and I don't know if it's even possible, but maybe it is. I'm not going to underestimate him. If Lamar is even better this year than he was last year, but Joe Burrow's right there with him, they're going to give it to Joe Burrow. They want new. I mean, you know what it is. They can't get over what's new and you know, what's recent, and I don't know if it sells better because it's new or whatever, but it's greatness fatigue, which I hate. Like, celebrate the greatness.
Yes.
Man. The guy, like you said, statistically and also eye test-wise, had one of the five best quarterback years you've ever seen, and then I guess people will come back and say playoffs, but playoffs don't have anything to do with
season award.
With MVP voting. So, yeah.
All right, I'm done.
Any other things
that
you're mellow about?
No, man. You know what? I fabricate it.
Okay.
All right, I can't mellow. I can't. If I mellow out, I might as well just switch the damn Chardonnay for life.
Might as well.
Might as well just be a shark.
I don't know a lot of born hard dudes that are mellow at the same time.
Yeah, drinking damn Chardonnay and smoking the little skinny cigarettes.
Virginia Slims.
Yeah. Smoking them skinny-ass cigarettes. Smoking them cigarettes, man.
If I came over to your house and you were in the backyard with a glass of Chardonnay and a Virginia Slim.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would do. I would be terrified.
I'd be looking like a divorced mom.
I mean, like, what happened to Randy?
looking like a damn. Oh, not a divorced mom. A mom that just, you know, she's got four kids, no husband.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
Bush Light and Mellow don't go together.
Yeah, man.
All right, that's a harsh drink.
That is, dog.
All right?
Yeah, okay. All right, no more Mellow.
All right,
No more Mellow.
Big story of the day.
No more Mellow.
Kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
Yeah, Virginia Slims and a damn Chardonnay.
Ooh, it's a buttery shard. Juicy Kinetics non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
It's really, really fun.
Why do
I mean,
people who
you see the potential
Slims
in them, too.
Right?
I say we have, like, in the fire reps together, you know, and with the team. and it just shows the potential of what we could possibly be with those reps before season starts, you know. So we're all excited, and he's a hell of a player and a hell of a person, so we're excited to have him.
Hey.
Drake London talking about his quarterback and the fact that they played a couple games together at the end of the year last year.
He played basketball and – I know. Did he play basketball at USC too?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay.
A little bit.
Okay.
His freshman year he played. I think he only played in a handful of games
because
you know what it is. With a guy like that, they're like, look, please don't do that.
Right.
We want to keep you healthy.
Right.
But he played a handful of games his freshman year.
Okay. I mean, the young man is he's had a lot of good things. Basically, when you asked him about, you know, his progression, his feet are no longer wet. He's submerged. As far as, you know, football years or dog years and things like that. I think Moody's been in a couple more years than he has, and Ray Ray and everything like that. But he's the alpha dog in that receiver room.
Yeah.
He's the leader in that receiving room. We understand that part about it. But I think that the next step for him is because great receivers do it all the time. They're going to get – you can pencil in the best receivers in the league. You can pencil in, if they're healthy, 1,500 yards at least. You can pencil Jamar 15. You can pencil Jefferson in 15. You can pencil those guys in 15. Then it got to a point where Mike Evans, you could pencil Mike in for 1,000.
He's going to get you
1,000
for a decade.
All right. I think Drake can be up there with the guys.
Yeah.
And right there. I truly do. Now, it's going to, you know, take everybody to do it. And we understand that. But he's the number one option in the passing game. Let's not make no mistake about it. You asked him a perfect question about the targets down the stretch. It's going to be like that.
Yeah.
Drake's your best wide receiver. So he's supposed to get the most damn targets. I know we talk about the splitting and all that, and everybody can make plays and all that. Damn that.
Damn that.
Drake is supposed to lead your team in targets.
Yeah.
In receptions.
You only talk about spreading it around like that
when you're talking to us.
When you're a college program, right, and you're trying to not get guys to transfer. Or if you don't have a number one guy.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Then
it's
like, well, we gotta get everybody involved and keep the defense on their heels. Jamar Chase had 175 targets last year.
And
you know
got,
why?
And,
his best.
He's a bad he's boy. Exactly. You throw him the damn ball. And so, I mean, and then we talk more and more about, and it still can get done, an extension with Drake or something like that. But if not, he playing for that too.
Yeah.
He playing for that because the way these damn receiver numbers.
I forgot to ask him about that. He wasn't going to answer anything.
No, yeah. But the way these damn receiver numbers are going up, man, please.
Yeah.
Man, please.
No, he's got to be of a couple of minds because obviously they're talking about
yes.
it, right? Like the negotiation between his folks and Terry Fontenot, I would imagine, will continue throughout the year probably. I mean, Terry's probably going to keep throwing numbers at him. And if they were happy with it, they would have done it already. It's very easy for me to imagine Drake London and his representation being like, nah, we're 1,411 touchdown year away from getting
yes.
like
yes.
break the bank
yes.
kind of money.
Yes. And don't come at me with the Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson contract was 2 years ago. Cap went up, money goes up.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing. Like, and I hope we're talking about this this time next year. I hope it's already been done by this time next year. But there's a handful of guys on this team that if they play up to the level of expectation and potential, Falcons are gonna have some tough choices.
Yeah, man.
Like, it's been a long time since we've had a contract dispute at Falcons camp.
When's the last one?
Julio, probably.
Julio, yeah.
But it's been a long time since they've had a guy like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
True,
like,
true.
That's the thing about it is, like, contract disputes aren't great, but they also kind of are.
Because they just, you know, who's that guy.
Yeah, because you know what? Who has contract disputes? Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Trey Hendrickson.
T.J. Watt.
Yes,
Trey
yes,
Hendrickson.
Yes.
Like, you
the
know.
The greats.
The greats, yeah. The guys that have the cachet to say, well, I'm not going to show up then and call your bluff on it. Like, Julio got a fresh contract with 3 years left on his deal because he's Julio.
Because Mr. Blake and promised him.
Yes.
He promised him. He didn't have to promise who no new contract.
I don't know who Julio's agent is, but they worked this franchise like a shift when it came to getting Julio Jones' new contract.
Oh, yeah. They promised him.
They did.
Yeah,
they
I'm did. Sure Thomas was up there like, damn.
Dang it. As soon as he said that, he was like, man,
yeah.
I'm going to have to buy the discount hair gel this
yeah.
month. Which, cheap shot. I like Thomas Dimitroff.
Very
I think he did
so.
A really good job. Not a great job, but I think he did a really good job for the most part. All right. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll come back. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of different stuff because it's 1:20 on a Thursday. We can kind of go a variety of different directions. But there is some really ridiculous stuff happening in the NBA, both from things that executives are saying who have no business saying things like this, and general media getting arrested for stuff.
Bye, man.
What are we doing here? Anyway, we'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, hey, why are you going to that trap?
Remember this brief moment last year?
Dude. And I just remember me just laughing at all of it. Oh, hey, I like that. The swag and the surf. The walk in your trap and take over your – oh, boy, Kurt come to the goddamn cookout. Kurt coming to the cookout. Come on, Kurt. Come on, Kirko. You coming to the cookout.
Oh, man. The one pregame where he had his own little poem that he wrote.
Oh, my God.
Delivered it to the team in the little huddle. And then it all went sideways.
Oh, went away.
It all went sideways. I will say this, not that this makes us better than anybody or whatever. We're all equal.
Walk in that trap and take over your trap.
We never called him Kirko.
Hell no.
Not from 11 to 2, we didn't.
Hell no. It wasn't going to call him that.
We weren't.
And wasn't going to call him that.
Walking in any traps or taking over traps on this show.
I just love that damn song. My favorite one.
I was always skeptical.
I love the song. I was always skeptical
sure.
of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. Walk in that trap and take over your trap.
That song's awesome.
It's awesome.
It's a great song.
That's the one thing, only thing I like of this time of these kids. Like, I wish they would have played music in the locker room after games. Sometimes we did it, but most of the time we would play music, especially out of San Diego. We played the music before the game in the locker room.
Oh, really? You wouldn't do post-game music?
Not really.
Huh.
Not really. Cause not really.
Interesting.
That I can remember.
No. Why is that?
I don't know. I think it wasn't really a big thing. Like,
okay.
V-Jack, the late, great Vincent Jackson, he would always have the big speaker.
Uh-huh.
And so we would listen to before the game in the locker room. And then – like, no. After the game, the catcher's trying to get up out of there.
Okay, that makes sense.
Let me get this suit on, a sweatsuit or whatever. Let me get the hell up out of here.
You could always tell when I was covering the Mariners, you could always tell who had the best game based on what the music was like.
Really?
Because it was like loud Latin music. Uh-huh. It was like, oh, Adrian Beltre. They let him pick the music today. If it, Ichiro really liked hip-hop.
Really?
Like, yeah, he really liked American hip-hop music, which I don't know.
Right.
Fine. Makes sense. It's global. But, like, yeah, if it was like old-school rap, then it was probably Ichiro picked it. Or, I don't know, if it was country, maybe it was Willie Bloomquist. I wanted to read this quote because, oh, man, it went away. But it was about James Pierce, and I think it was Jesse Bates that said it about him. He said he's willing to touch the aux cord.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That means
pick the music?
Yes, that means rookies better not touch the damn.
Okay.
You cannot pick the music in the weight room. You cannot pick the music in the locker room. And he basically said over there.
He said, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it.
Yeah, I'm picking the music.
That's basically what it is. That's exactly what he's saying.
Yeah, he said, this is from Smoking Joe Patrick, our 92.9 The Game Falcons insider, who we'll talk to tomorrow, or you guys will. I'll be on at night tomorrow. Jesse Bates said James Pierce Jr. is not the typical rookie in the sense that he's not, quote, not afraid to touch the aux cord.
Yeah.
And then he goes out and practices hard as hell.
Yep. Yeah, that's what it means. Because when they mute, no rookie has no business touching nothing.
Yeah. So he's doing it.
Yeah, man.
So then what? Like a vet has to step in and be like, hey, Rook.
No, because here's the thing. Here's the ultimate thing. I'll use my civic example because I was one of the rookies are rookies until you ain't a rookie, meaning you've shown them, even though I am a rookie, I can handle myself.
It can still be your rookie year?
Yes. And I was able to establish that with my team full of vets early on.
Yeah. When?
During training camp.
Oh,
I wasn't backing down.
Season didn't
and I was
even
going
start
in, and the season didn't even start. And then I was like, I'm taking this damn job. You know, and so that's where he is right now. And you look at the way he is, like, generations are different and different and everything like that as far as how you treat a rookie, how you don't treat a rookie. But when Jesse Bates said what he said, that means that this dude, the vets on the defense like, hey, man.
Just let him pick the song.
Let him pick the song.
Let him pick the song.
Hey, man.
Feel like fighting.
Oh, no, nah, he ain't got to carry no shoulder pads.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
We ain't tying him up to no goalposts.
Yeah, he doesn't have to get
donuts.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, hell no. That's still a tradition. Your ass got to get the donuts and the chicken for the plane. All right,
He's touching the oxygen.
Even I had to get the damn food.
Okay. Yeah. So if it can go that way, can it go the other way? Can you be a rookie beyond being a rookie?
What do you mean?
Like if you can, you said you got to be a rookie till you're not a rookie, but it can happen before you're not done being a rookie.
Yeah.
Can you be like in year three and still be a rookie?
Some people are. You're like, damn, how are you still around here?
You can't pick the music.
No.
But I'm in my fourth year.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But usually the same people like
– make a tackle.
Usually the same people will always pick the music anyway. Because usually the guy who has the biggest speaker in the in his locker right beside him. Those
now they got big-ass speakers on wheels.
Yes.
And a DJ.
And so now you look at it from the standpoint of you got to have something for everybody, a variety. So you can listen to your trap and walk in and everything, and then you can listen to Davin McGraw. McGraw-Davin, or one of them singers.
Who's that singer?
Or you can listen to Elton John.
Okay.
Or
something. And I've heard
that.
Of him.
Yeah.
Who's your McGraw guy? Is that a One Tree Hill thing?
Yeah.
She's probably in the car right now. So she really. Do you know how close we were on Saturday to spending money to meeting one of the guys from One Tree Hill?
Yeah, you were telling me. Like, you gonna get a chance to meet Lucas?
We almost met Lucas. What's his name? The actor. Do you remember the actor's name?
He's one of those guys. Every time
he's
call him.
He's got three names.
Michael Murray.
Something like that. Yeah, Chad Michael Murray.
Yeah.
That's his name. He's like a big Hallmark Christmas movie star.
Oh, he's the guy?
I don't know if you call that a star, but you know what I mean. He's he's in Hallmark Christmas movies, which great, whatever. Keep the checks coming in, however they come in. But they had a Christmas in July festival in Dahlonega, and we went to that.
Yes.
Because that's the kind of thing that I do. That's the kind of thing I'm into. So we went up to Christmas in July in Dahlonega. It was 97 degrees outside, and people were dressed like Santa Claus. And apparently there was like an event or – not an event, but like there was an event center where they had like a special section, like a VIP section that you could pay money to get into and you could meet him.
Hell with that.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Hell with that.
But there was a lot of people walking around with One Tree Hill jerseys on.
But I got his jersey.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I got the One Tree Hill. I got the Lucas Scott jersey.
The number three.
Yeah, number three.
He was my favorite one, too. I didn't like his brother.
Yeah, his brother was a little dork.
Yeah, Nathan was kind of uppity.
Yeah, he was. But, no, we're going to do the NBA thing, right?
That's a perfect transition.
Okay, yeah.
Speaking of basketball.
Yes. There it is. Today was a basketball show. Yes, Gilbert Arenas was arrested yesterday.
How come?
I don't know. I know. I saw the charges.
How big of a deal is this?
The video of him coming out of the thing, and it was pretty funny how he was coming out of jail. Yeah, bailed out, running down the stairs. It's a whole bunch of stuff. The federal indictment, so that means that somebody probably snitched.
Yeah,
he's arrested among six
on federal indictment as part of an illegal gambling business. I guess it's sort of like an underground poker thing.
That's all it was. It's a high stakes game. All those different things. No, somebody snitched.
Yeah, I'm gonna snitch. Like I'm saying, like that happens.
Yeah,
people play poker.
He had Israeli mob was involved in
the Israeli mob. Okay, so I can see how maybe that might not be something that the feds would be into.
No. Mob.
You
Israeli.
Anytime you're involved, mob.
Yeah, mob.
Certain regions of the world.
Yeah.
So that's probably not good.
Yeah.
Like, but I just don't, you know, because, like, people get arrested sometimes, and I never know the, like, what does that really mean?
He said he's innocent.
Is he going to go to prison?
Like, I don't
is Gilbert
so.
Arenas going to prison
no.
for poker?
No.
That doesn't seem.
No.
I don't know. Gordon's over here with his eyebrows raised.
I don't think. I mean, the thing with the – when people talk about when the feds after you.
That's a different ballgame.
It's a different ballgame.
Yeah.
That's why their conviction rate is the way it is because,
you
know, people usually plead out. So, I don't know. But if you're telling me – because all I saw was the mob thing came after I read the first story. I was like, oh, indicted.
Huh.
Well, huh.
I don't want to get indicted federally or anywhere.
Or locally.
Or locally, federally. I don't want to be indicted. And I don't want to play poker with the Israeli mobsters.
I mean, I think,
I'm 0-2 on
but
that
my
one.
Thing, I think they probably got, I don't know. Maybe they got a cut from it.
I'm sure they.
Or some of his boys. I just like the scenarios of snitching. How they said Rashad McKentz had a wire in his crown. Or now that they done fired Shannon from ESPN, now they said that Stephen A. a snitch. Stephen A. got nearby to fire.
Oh.
I know because you got Arenas went to jail.
Uh-huh.
Marcus Morris, who does, like, I've never understood this because I've seen it and it happens all the time, especially with these damn athletes when they go to Vegas and they get them high-end freaking markers.
Uh-huh.
And then try to reimburse
them. Which marker is basically you're getting money fronted to you from the casino.
And try to write them off with a damn bad check. It's amazing. This ain't nothing new happened to Marcus. It happened all the time.
This happens to people.
This happens. When your ass going out there to Vegas, getting them damn big-ass markers, and going out there, then, like, I've never, and I'm talking about, when you want to meet a more terrified brother to get a marker, then be. You know, and I'm going to tell you why. Because when I watched Casino.
Yeah.
And you remember when they had the old boy in the back
when
and
they beat his hand
with
a hammer?
That's all I could think about.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, no, I don't need no marker because you know what? I don't want to spend your money. I don't even need my money.
I don't even like winning at blackjack too much in Vegas
because
I just assume they're going to look at me and think I'm counting cards.
You know what I'm saying, dog?
They're going to pop out of one of those slot machines and get me in the back with one of those handsaws.
I'm just telling you, dog. I'm terrified.
I'll lose every couple hands on purpose to give some money back.
I don't want to gamble $50,000. So, no, I don't need. How much you need a marker, Mr.? No. I don't plan on gambling
low
enough.
Stakes
I don't plan on gambling enough for you to even think
when we went
marker.
To Vegas, did you gamble on anything?
Yeah.
You did? You played some. What did you do?
I rode the thing.
Okay.
I was in there bucking.
Okay. Little craps.
But I was in there bucking. But yeah. So that happens all the time. He'll be out. He got money. So all you got to do is just pay the thing off and you go about your business.
Yeah, bad day, though, for NBA media.
Yeah,
Gilbert Arenas indicted, Marcus Morris. Arrested for fraud for an alleged casino debt.
Yeah.
I'll say this. Maybe this is enough for ESPN not to have him back.
Yeah. I mean, because they were awful.
Because they don't need to have him back.
Yeah, they were awful. Both of them.
I mean,
They're
even
awful.
If they weren't committing fraud.
Yeah, they were both awful.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Stephen A's by himself. Rightfully
Which is
so.
How he wants it.
Rightfully so.
Because they got probably rid of how he likes
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but the same thing, huh?
Speaking of fraud, Billy Donovan got a contract extension. I think Billy Donovan's a good coach.
I saw that.
Don't get me wrong. Obviously, he won a lot of games at Florida. But if you want a franchise to tell you that they are unserious about competing, the Bulls signing him to a multi-year contract extension after being the Bulls the last, I don't know, decade plus. I know he's only been there for a handful of years.
I agree.
Being below 500 for the last two seasons, it's a pretty good indicator that they don't care.
I agree so
much. Which they don't.
It's amazing. And, oh, Daryl Morey, go kick rocks.
Daryl Morey says that the Lakers 2020 bubble championship is, quote, marked with an asterisk.
Because the Lakers won it. What about all yours?
Are they marked? Oh, there aren't any.
Shut your ass up,
Wouldn't you
Darryl.
Like to have an asterisk championship, Daryl Morey?
Daryl.
I'll take an asterisk championship over no championship.
Shut your ass up.
Shut up, Daryl. Keep it to yourself. What's happening? All right, we're going to break now.
Oh, okay.
Final one. One of eight. I already did two of them, I think. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. This hour is brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We need you to call in order to ask, and then we will answer. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, 404-726-0929. We'll get to these questions first, and then we need more, so get on hold. We'll start with Avery, who's in Kennesaw. Hey, Avery.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Awesome. So the other day somebody said to me, I know what you're thinking, and you see these in movies, right, or like where you can read people's minds. And to me, that's just scary. What is one superpower that you wish you never had?
Ooh, that's one of them. Yes. I don't want to know what people are thinking.
I don't give a damn what you think.
Ooh, it'd be awful.
Yeah.
Especially if people like knew what I was thinking.
Yeah.
What if that was your reverse superpower, where you couldn't tell what people are thinking, but just somehow everybody knew what you were thinking?
I think, like,
that'd be awful.
Like, what was that movie with Mel Gibson? What Women Want, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, something
right.
like that.
I don't want that power.
But I think definitely that right there.
That'd
but,
be
I mean, yeah, because people my mind is offensive.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm very offensive. No,
I have a great filter.
Yes.
I have a great filter.
Very
the stuff that comes
mind.
Through my head is
yes.
just
yes.
repulsive.
Yes.
I don't want to have X-ray vision either, unless you can control it completely.
Yes.
Because, like, what if you just had it right now? And it was like, God, I'm just with Randy, Gordon, and Abe, and I just have to close my eyes and keep my head down the whole
time. I don't want X-ray vision with men, though.
Right. Well, yeah, but
yeah.
what if that's not an option? Like, you want
good.
X-ray vision, you
yeah.
got to have it on everybody.
Oh, no, I'm good on that.
Yeah.
No, I'm good on that. I don't want to fly.
I'd like to fly.
Yeah, I don't want to fly. I'm good.
Why not?
I don't know. I think flying is like, I ain't no rush. I ain't no rush.
Yeah, you can fly slow.
What the hell am I flying slow for? Dude, I'm just gliding.
Yeah, then you're just not walking.
Then I'll just glide.
Yeah.
Yeah then let me give
you don't want to glide?
No, if I'm going to go, I'm going
to. I'd love to glide.
Yeah, I'm going to be chilling.
You could chill and fly at the same time.
But the thing about it
fly
is,
like
if you're flying, I'm thinking it's more or less you trying to go help somebody.
No. You don't have to help anybody. You just glide your way over to your car. You just don't have to step.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
You're thinking about being Superman. You don't have to be Superman.
But then when am I flying? I don't want to fly
man.
And be nobody else.
I just want to fly so I can dunk. I don't want to fly that high. I just want to fly like 3.5 feet. That's all I need. And then just once. And that's all. Randy's in the truck. Hey, Randy.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. So I got two questions for you.
Hey, Randy.
My first question is I have a high school student that just transferred to a new school. Now, this new school has 5 state championship appearances within the last 5 years and 2 state championships. So he's a new student. He's a new player at this school. He's has been late to 2 of the practices. Yesterday, the coach told him, you know, if he's late or misses practice again, he could take his you-know-what back to his old high school. He came home and told me and mom, and I have no problem with it, but mom thinks I should go talk to the coach. I want to get you guys' opinion on that. And also, one opening college football game that you're looking forward to seeing on opening day. I'll hang up and listen. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Thank you, Randy.
Is this his son?
It sounded like it.
Oh, that's his son and his – hey, man, that's all I tell you. He act that way for a reason. I mean, he gets away with it at home.
Yeah.
What you need to go talk to him about?
What is there to talk
get
about?
Get your ass on time. You want to be a part of this team? Get your ass to work all the time.
I don't know what the conversation
because
would
that's
even
what,
be.
That's what happened with these mother-loving mamas nowadays. And a child. Your child is disrespectful because you allow him to be disrespectful.
Right.
Don't come at me. Don't be one of the mamas. Like, don't say that to my child. No, your child's been a disrespectful ass.
Especially if we're talking about a football
team. We're talking about a football team. You late for practice. Why are you late for practice?
Yeah, everyone's here. You're not here.
I could, you know what? No, don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Here's what I think. I think it's a great opportunity. I wouldn't talk to the coach. I'm not going
to
tell you what to do, but
I
wouldn't talk to the coach. But I think it's a great opportunity to find out how much he wants to be on the team. Because if he's late again and he gets kicked off the team, that's a great learning.
Get your ass out of here. Yeah. Man, get the hell out of here, man.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Practice starts at a certain time. You're supposed to
Why are you late?
Yeah.
Why are you late? You know why you're late? Because when your people at home allow you to be late.
Don't be late would be my solution.
Whatever.
Clemson and
what games we're looking
Tennessee.
Forward to?
That's opening weekend, right?
No, LSU and Clemson.
Clemson and LSU. Yes. Clemson and LSU.
Definitely.
I'm very much looking forward to that football
game.
And Texas and Ohio State, too. That'd be a good one.
I'm the Clemson LSU, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Hey, Andy. You have been very on point with random Bluetooth tie-ins to your comments this week. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, they're getting their money's worth. That's for sure.
Yeah, I know it. First question is for Randy, then the second question for both of y'all. So, Randy, you have multiple children that are in college. I'm about to. So I got one that's in college, one that's about to go to college next week. Any advice that you can give me in regards to these Hey Daddy phone calls that I'm going to get? Because you know what that means when they say Hey Daddy. That basically means they want something. My second question to y'all is, actually, I ain't going to even do the second question. I'll hold it for tomorrow. Hit me up,
All right? Thanks, Mo.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what it is. Hey, Dad. Now, the boys, they're a little different because they come at me from a different angle. They come at me with, hey, Pops, how you doing? They'll start the conversation and be like, and then right before, they'll be like, hey, can I get a couple dollars? You know what I mean? Can I get a couple dollars? Whatever. Fine. Bam. Baby girl, it's all about, hey, Daddy, can I have? It ain't no conversation. It ain't nothing. My daughter sleeps with her phone on her face, but don't ever answer the phone when I call.
Huh.
She'll call me back. You know what I'm saying?
She's screening your
phone
calls?
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell are you doing? Okay, whatever. But, no, it's all about,
Do they ever call just to say hi?
Yes.
Oh, good.
They've started that.
Yeah, you got to mix it
up. What I'm thinking they're doing is building up credit.
That's what they're doing.
Yes.
But at least they're doing that.
If I get two calls of, hey, Daddy, just calling to check on you, then the third call.
There's a big ask.
There's a big
coming.
Ask.
Yeah. But at least they're doing that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They check into a pop.
That's like, that's polite. That's growth.
they check into a pop.
Because before it was just only to ask for stuff.
Yes.
So, good. All right. We're growing.
Yes.
Scott is in Elberton. Hey, Scott.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Good. So, two quick things. So, the first thing is, Randy, you were saying about the football game tonight. It's three Georgia players on the Detroit team. Dan Jackson, Dominique Leavitt.
Thank you. Thank you.
There you go. Those guys will play.
Thank you so much. Because that's why I was like, I know there's some dogs somewhere.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. And so, my second thing is, what's one food as a grown-up you too grown to eat? Like, for me, I'm too grown to eat corn dog. And what's one thing to let you know that you getting older? Like, I get pissed off, like, if I go to Walmart or Kroger or anywhere when it's a shopping cart in the parking spot like that.
I lose my mind. That's
Thank
not old.
Scott.
That's
Great
not,
questions.
Scott, that's not old. That's just people being dumbass.
Yeah, that just means you have common sense.
And lazy.
And you're a nice person.
Yeah. Oh, man. You remember how I was with the peanut butter jelly sandwich? I've come off that stance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because everybody eat peanut butter jelly sandwich. Andy again, the mellow Randy. I try to.
No, but here's. Come on.
Okay.
We're talking about for you.
Okay.
Are you going to eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
No, I'm a grown ass man.
There
Andy.
You go. But, so that's what it is.
Yeah, but I eat a crustatable.
Excuse me? You eat a crustacean?
Yeah, that would. You know what the hell I meant, Andy.
Like a crawfish?
Yeah, you know what the hell I meant.
Oh, an uncrustable.
Yeah, that one right there.
Uncrustable. And those are four grown-ass men?
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, hey, I know it's going to be unpopular, and I know it's going to be unpopular, and I don't care. I really, really don't care. All right? Grown men should not be eating Lucky Charms. Don't care. Get mad. Get mad.
So just that one or all cereal?
I ain't say all cereal.
Okay.
All right? If it had a commercial, all right? So Fruit Loops.
Any cereal with a commercial.
Count Dracula. Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Again, this is personal. These are personal questions. Yeah. This is good.
Yes.
Corn dogs are delicious, by the way. And one of these
Ace Bob had a corn dog.
Yeah, one of these kids had a corn dog today. I was like, oh, I might need to go get a corn dog.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've aged out of. I mean, there's stuff that I don't get anymore because I'm not a kid. Like, you know, I'm not going to buy a Lunchable or anything like that. We just get charcuterie boards now. You know, you just make them fancier get older. That's really funny. He's not going to eat a corn dog. What was the second one? Oh, yeah. The thing that makes you know that you're old.
yelling about cereal.
All the gray hair in my beard when I look in the mirror.
Yeah, man.
I felt so – because we had the
– Randy, you crazy about the Lucky Charms. I know.
But, again, it was just you. It was specifically for you.
That's I know.
That's how the question was phrased. We had the orientation for Lily's class today, so all the kids are going into kindergarten, right? So all the kids are the same age-ish.
Right.
Not all the parents are.
Yeah.
There's a wide range of parent ages for kindergartners. And I am on the older end.
There you go.
There's no doubt about that.
It's all the matter of that. I mean, I don't know what lets me know because everything. You know, I'm not an old man by any stretch. I'm just not willing to go backwards, meaning I ain't ready to learn nothing new. I don't give a damn about this day and age and viralness and all that crap. You know why? Because that blank looks miserable.
It does.
It looks miserable to be worried about what people think.
I think it is going to age you faster,
too. It's got to be miserable.
I do. I think that. I think staring at your phone all day worrying about that kind of stuff is going to age you faster.
It's got to be miserable. It's got to be a miserable feeling.
I agree.
My ex-me, they say, well, Randy, what do you do? How do you feel when people say they don't like you? I said, I don't answer with a question because I don't care. Mm-hmm. So I don't care why you don't and what did I do. So more chances are I don't like you neither. So you're doing both us a favor.
I've come a long way as far as that goes.
Yeah.
I'm not where you are, and I probably never will be. But my response when people don't like us is, well, at least they know who we are, you know?
Oh,
at least they're aware of us. That's the whole point.
You don't like us, you ain't got no good taste.
Yeah, you don't have good taste.
You ain't got no good
taste. Not that many people out there that don't like us anyway.
Yeah, but no. But that's
and here's my response, too, is if you don't like us, just switch the station. Yeah. You're not going to offend me.
No.
It's free.
Yes.
Switch it somewhere else. Just don't go to the river.
And one more thing.
Don't go to the river. We need to still keep beating them.
Hey, one more thing. I don't need your respect. I lost all respect for you.
Well, oh.
You know, I'll never need it, right?
That's wild, though. Like, how could someone, if they had respect for you,
yes,
how could they lose all the respect that they had for you?
Because
because they disagree with you on one thing.
Well, a lot of people eat Lucky Charms, Andy.
Oh, yeah. No. They lost respect for you for that?
More than likely.
Goodness gracious.
More than likely.
All right. Jeremiah is in Carrollton. Hey, Jeremiah.
And then Andy, Randy. They are
sustainable
for life. So, I love it. We're going to stay on the topic. And this real quick for each of you. Which one do you prefer? A Pop-Tart or a Toaster Strudel? I love you guys. I'm out.
Appreciate. I love you, Jeremiah.
I've never had a Toaster Strudel.
Neither have I.
Never had Toaster
Strudel. I've never had a Toaster
Strudel. We used to have Pop-Tarts back in the day. I can honestly say this. I've never eaten a Pop-Tart out of the toaster.
Okay.
Yeah, I've always.
You're just a room temperature Pop-Tart guy?
Yeah, that's why. When I used to eat Pop-Tarts, that's what it was.
I have not eaten a Pop-Tart since puberty.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I had it. It's been a long time. And like,
I'm not saying that, whatever. I'm not saying it's not for grown-ups. It's just not for me. I'm not a Pop-Tart guy.
Yeah.
When I did like Pop-Tarts, and no one's going to like this opinion, but it's true. When I did eat Pop-Tarts and like them as a kid, I liked the ones that didn't have frosting on them. I like just the I like the raw dog just.
Which ones didn't have it?
You could get the plain ones.
Oh, really?
It would just have the filling, strawberry filling.
Yeah, I just got the cinnamon. That was the only one we ate.
Anything that had frosting on it, I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
So, cake?
No, I don't like cake. Never have.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So you didn't get no birthday cakes?
Pretty early in life, I asked to have pie.
What the hell? A birthday pie.
Or cheesecake. I like cheesecake.
A birthday pie.
Yeah. I don't like frosting and all that, you know. I don't know. Cakes are overrated to me. I don't like cupcakes. I don't like sheet cakes. I don't like any of that kind of cakes.
That's unbelievable.
I mean, I like cakes.
Yeah, everybody likes those.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, everybody
that's
likes
what
those.
I want for my birthday.
Everybody likes those.
But yeah, I don't know. Not a cake guy.
Never knew that.
Never have been. Tom's in Atlanta. Hey,
cakes
Tom.
Cakes and cheeks.
Hey, Andy. Does Blue Chew really work?
Yeah. They get you right. Oh, that's it.
What a dork.
I wouldn't be telling you it did if it didn't, Tom. It's got the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the price.
There you go.
All right?
There you go.
All right. Skip's in the Yammobile. Hey, Skip.
Blue Chew, but it's not even a commercial. I just fell out laughing. Chew it and do it. But anyway, but look, right quick, on the serious thing, man, I had a friend that we used to grown dude eating some tricks. One hand Dig'em Smack and one hand Fruity Pebbles. That ain't manly.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I got no issue with you eating, okay?
It ain't manly at all. All right.
But I'm
thank like, you, Skip.
Yeah.
I'm an open-minded guy.
Hey.
Maybe one of the most. My mind's wide open.
Yes.
But I don't think grown men should eat Fruity Pebbles.
I don't know why I feel this way. I don't know why I
or
feel
tricks.
I don't know why I feel this way. I don't. I don't think there's anything wrong with me.
Or Fruit Loops.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with you. I just don't think grown men should be eating Fruit Loops and Lucky Charms, tricks.
But especially Fruity Pebbles.
And Fruity Pebbles.
Like, that's the one that I have the biggest Dude. Problem with.
And if your ass sit there with a damn bowl of cereal and you sitting there and you're eating this, and you're reading the box, you need to get kicked in the back of the head. Looking at the mazes
Remember
on the back
when,
of
that's all we used to have, Randy. Yeah.
Look at the
there
mazes
was no
the
phones. You had to try to, and if, you know, after like 3 days, you'd done all the word searches. You knew where the words were. You know?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but yeah, that's my take. All right.
Yeah.
And I'm sticking with it.
I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. Sometimes you say stuff that I don't fully agree with, but I have your back anyway.
Yes.
I fully agree that grown men should not be eating Fruity Pebbles.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Those are for children.
And yes, children. I do know what I'm missing.
All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day. Or grown women. There's an age limit. No person over the age of 13 should be eating Fruity Pebbles.
Andy likes to glide, and I never knew about his cake take, but he does not like cake.
Not a cake guy. When you see Randy drinking Chardonnay and smoking Virginia Slims, it's officially over.
Yes.
Fruity Pebbles are delicious, by the way. So is the milk. They had this big debate on the morning shift the other day. Like, don't just think that Cocoa Puffs are the best cereal because they make chocolate milk. Like, every cereal makes great milk. Man, y'all
oh,
must
God.
Know. Football years are dog years, which is very true. And nobody should be making that much money preaching.
No.
Agreed.
Sorry.
Agreed.
Sorry.
Agreed. All right. Well, I won't. Randy and Abel talk to you tomorrow at 11. I'm going to do the bunker mentality tomorrow.
Hey, Jarvis, again, bring him back the way you found him, okay?
We're going to do our research and everything. So I'll talk to you tomorrow evening at 9. Have a great weekend. Have a great rest of your Thursday.